It's a warm November afternoon, and Ray is walking up and down Sullivan Avenue, a street known for prostitution.
You just walk around and until you catch a date, and then...
Where do you guys go?
Wherever.
Ray is her nickname. She asks that she not be identified because she often comes here to sell sex and uses the money to purchase heroin. As she talks, her eyes slowly close and then open, a sign that she's high.
Once you're out here doing it, it's just, you're kind of like stuck.
Before this, Ray says she was a stay-at-home mom with two kids.
Like, I want to quit and go home bad, but it's just really hard. You're like, you feel like you're trapped here.
Women like Ray may not be forced into sex by a trafficker, but the need to feed her addiction controls her every move. Like many women out here, she may eventually find herself exploited by a pimp or a drug dealer. And advocates would say many of these women are victims of human trafficking. To escape from the streets, the first step for these women is to find treatment. But there's no guarantee the resources will be there when they need them. In Central Ohio, the Salvation Army has run an anti-human trafficking program for the last 10 years. Director Michelle Hannon says opioid addiction now affects nearly all of their cases.
So it's become something that was part of the equation to really the entire equation as it relates to sex trafficking.
Often their first priority is to get people into detox. Hannon says thanks to Medicaid expansion and their partnership with a local treatment facility, Mary Haven, that's gotten easier. But there are instances when space fills up and patients are turned away.
That's the toughest part, because if someone says at this particular moment I'm ready and we can't act in that moment, that's where, you know, we're going to lose that person till the next time.
If a patient makes it into detox, there's still a chance they'll relapse. This is only the first step on a long road towards recovery. The Salvation Army also helps individuals find long-term treatment, like addiction medication and counseling. Outpatient care is an option, but because survivors of human trafficking experience trauma and homelessness, many do best in residential treatment. Julia Gillum with the Women's Residential Program at Mary Haven says it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get in here.
We don't necessarily tell them you have to wait. That's not how that works, because there's always something that needs to be done.
Most of these women have no ID or documentation with which to apply for Medicaid or health insurance. While they gather these, Gillum says they have access to outpatient care. But every so often, a patient will relapse before making it off the wait list.
So we've always wished that we had more. But with the staff that we have available and the beds and the space that we have available, it works right now.
Many of the women I interviewed were homeless or living in fear of their trafficker with nowhere safe to live. For them, 6 to 8 weeks could feel like an eternity.
If you're involved in that trade, human trafficking, and you're out there and you know that you can run, but there's nowhere to run to. If there's no safe housing for them when they leave, then they can be found very easily.
Back on Sullivan Avenue, Ray says she recently spent 5 days in jail where she couldn't use drugs.
Yeah, when you're sober, that's all you do is think, so it's just not worth it, really.
Do you think you're ready to try and go into recovery or not yet?
I'm really close.
When she is ready, hopefully the resources she needs will be there for her. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Esther Honig.